You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Jack Rose started playing guitar the way most kids did.
I started playing guitar because I heard Stairway to Heaven like just about every other kid my age.
But by the time he hit his teens, he was already ingesting a different sound, born from blues and country, and reinvented by the most iconic figure in American acoustic guitar, John Fahey.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Giant, probably my biggest influence musically. When I had started off, I had listened to all the country blues guys like John Hurt and Reverend Gary Davis and Blind Willie Johnson. But I couldn't sing. And I didn't know about John Fahey until I was a lot older. I finally got to see how he was able to take all the blues forms and turn it into this whole other music. And so basically, you know, that's my blueprint right there.
Jack Rose is a bear of a man. Shaggy brown hair curls down to his shoulders as he hunches over his guitar. He's originally from Virginia, but moved to Philadelphia in the late 1990s. That's not the only turn he took. Before he started playing solo acoustic guitar, he was banging down walls in a group called Pelt. They had folk roots, but their ears were turned in different directions.
So we started investigating, like, you know, minimalism, like Terry Riley and Lamont Young and Henry Flint. And I think at the time I was listening to a lot of Fahey, you know, as well, and incredible string band, and trying to kind of throw all that stuff together.
Pelt was a cult favorite on the avant alternative rock scene. But they were a band that pushed musical tolerances.
When Pelt started playing like together in 95, I mean, we were hated. I mean, nobody liked us. And on our first record, there's a recording that we have, and we're playing somewhere in Colgate College in upstate New York. And on the tape, you hear the guy shouting, effing hippie garbage. We thought we were great that night, and we ended up releasing the recording, and you can hear the audience comments like throughout the recording, which is pretty funny.
When Jack Rose discovered John Fahey and his circle of guitarists like Leo Kottke and the late Robbie Basho, he began exploring a more introspective sound. His first solo album was called Red Horse, White Mule, and that was followed up by Opium Music. Rose also became something of a specialist in the 12-string guitar, evoking memories of Robbie Basho. Jack Rose was looking like a 12-string avatar for a while, but he gave it up about a year ago.
It kills my hands, basically. And it didn't really seem practical for gigs because I use a lot of tunings, and to spend the whole time tuning that up to a bunch of different tunings was just ridiculous. Plus, it was giving my hand trouble, so I just kind of just stopped.
Instead, he's concentrating on the 6-string acoustic and a hybrid called a Weissenborn guitar that's played on the lap with a slide. It allows him to get even more deeply into the Indian raga feel.
I listened to a lot of Indian music, and at the time I was making my second record, Opium Music. I had this one tune in mind, but I knew I needed something so I can get all the little slides and microtones that are necessary with that sort of playing.
Rose picks up the guitar and shows how he gets Indian sympathetic resonances and microtonal bends with the instrument.
It's basically the approximation of it, I guess. And then when I'm playing the tunes, I would call the first part the elap, and of course I would, you know, try to stead, you know, would strum the bass strings, like kind of just sort of set up a kind of a harmonic drone or whatever, and just improvise around that scale.
Not surprisingly, in Jack Rose's hands, there's elements of Americana, even in Indian-derived music.
Both of those traditions do have a lot in common with one another, with like ghost notes or something like that. Like with Charlie Patton, he has these kind of crazy slides and slurs, and kind of gives, like, you know, the sounds meaning, because you can just express it so much, but just like, you know, that you really can't do with a fretted guitar.
Despite his trips to the avant-garde, Jack Rose is happy with the name John Fahey dubbed this eclectic approach to music, American Primitive.
I'll take it. I think that perfectly describes it, because it was a style he invented. I mean, it was self-taught, you know, and same thing with Robbie Basho, too. The thing that was really great about that was it sounded like a tradition that had been there for hundreds of years, but, you know, it was something that was invented in his own head, and there it was.
Jack Rose can add himself to those ranks. He has several recordings out. His latest include Kensington Blues and the self-titled Jack Rose. For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I'm John DiLiberto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.